see the repeater around about 2026, and there'll be more information as we get closer to that, so you won't want to miss that. So keep an eye on our website for the latest breaking PSRG news and updates at psrg.org, and those are the announcements. Alright, so I'm ready to make a list for round three. I heard Alec in there. I'm going to throw Alec on the list at the top. Who else wants to check in for the 9 o'clock net? Call sign name.
AX2CW in Quebec, Echo Sierra, Justin.
Okay, I got Joan and I got Justin. Who else wants to be on the list?
GKX7DHF, this is Ryan. Lima 3YC5O.
Okay, that was a lot of stations there. So, let's see. Got VHF, what's your prefix again?
Yeah, KX7VHF, Kilo X-ray 7, Victor Hotel, Foxtrot, this is Ryan.
Okay, Ryan, KX7VHF, I got you. And Steve, LMX, please come back with your call sign again.
Kilo Delta 7, Lima X-ray Mike.
Alright, very good there, Steve. KD7LXM, I got you with your IO. Thank you for stopping by. Who's next?
Kilo Mike 7, Gulf Sierra Gulf. This is Graham for In and Out.
I've got Graham with an IO, KM7TSG. Thanks for stopping by. Next check in.
November 1, Mike Delta Alpha, this is Matt.
I've got Matt and 1MDA. All right, that's a good list. So let's go back up to the top and talk to Alec.
Good evening, Brooks. This is KM7AZD. And sorry about that. I got my HF rig working in the antenna, the 10 and 6 meter fan dipole. And right as you said, that's the bottom of the list. I've actually been trying to get in on a 6 meter net, but I don't know what's going on there. Anyways, the squelch broke and somebody came in like S9 plus 40. So, yeah, I think you were doing announcements. My apologies. But on that note, yes, my 6 and 10 meters are working. I haven't really made a contact. I've only made one contact. I don't remember if it was 10 or 6 meters, but there was a net a while ago, and it was like right after I set up the radio. But at some point, the dipole got a short, and I never found the short, but I went out to diagnose it a couple days ago. And the short was magically gone, and it's all working great now. And like the other night, I actually picked up simultaneously the timekeeping station in Hawaii and in Colorado. And at the same time, there's an ionosonde. So that was really cool. I actually sent a signal report to both of those stations, and they should send me a QSL card, from my understanding, which is pretty cool. I'll have QSL card from the NIST. So, yeah, I kind of was playing with that recently at the radio, and we have some teriyaki chicken legs and some basmati rice and some cabbage sitting ready, waiting to be cooked. So I'm going to go jump on that now and eat a yummy, yummy dinner. Thanks for running the net, and I haven't spoken to you or Megan in a little bit. Please pass my condolences on to Megan. Thank you. And thanks for running the net. This is KF7AZB.
Node 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, time out.
All right, good stuff there, Alec. Glad to hear you got the HF rig going and the 6-meter antenna is all sorted out. I think the only... I have my off-center fed dipole is supposed to do 6 meters, but for whatever reason, it does not like to tune up on there. But the 6-meter antenna I do have that works well, it's like a mag mount. But I haven't tried it on HF, I've only tried it on the repeaters. But it sounds like you've got a pretty good setup there if you're able to get out to some of those places you were talking about. But that's pretty cool. Teriyaki chicken legs and rice, we actually had dinner, so...
guess that's a good choice. Anyway, thank you there for the condolences, and I'll pass that along for sure. Appreciate that. And you have a good rest of your night there, Alec, and enjoy your dinner. All right, next on the list is Joan, KX2CW.
Hello there, Brooks, and 33 to Megan on the side there somewhere. And speaking of QSLs, I got an EQSL from one of the operators on Monday night. It was LA3RIA. And his name is on there, but I can't remember his name. I didn't write it down, and I finally went to their QRZ.com page and found them, and it sounds like maybe a Sami name or something. But anywho, what is the night? Showed a Vespa motor, Piaggio Vespa. A Vespa, and Vespa, by the way, is Italian for what? Vespa, that's how it got, that is a nickname, after World War II, when they were making them, because everyone wanted to be mobile, but, there was limited resources, and people couldn't afford a car, so that was what spurred the popularity of those scooters, and the little two-stroke engine, everyone said, they called them Vespas, which is just saying, oh, here comes that wasp, basically. I relate to the photograph that they have on their QSL, EQSL card of a Vespa because I used to have one. I used to have a Vespa 125 and four-speed manual gearbox would get up to 56 miles per hour on the highway and, I don't know, got like 120 miles per gallon or something crazy. I miss it. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here. I'll say cheers, governors. That's my kombucha. I just love it. Anyway, that's all I've got. I could tell you so much more. You know I could, but I'll just hand it back and say all the numbers to all my hams out there in the vacuum of radio space. Joan on Broadway, KX2CW, back tonight.
Well, very good there, Joan. EQSL card, that's exciting. Vespa, I did not know that Vespa was Italian for wasp. That is interesting. I can kind of see where that comes from, and I liked your explanation about the two-stroke motor. I will say I have never ridden a Vespa, but I have ridden a handful of scooters. Most of them have been Hondas, and I believe it would be the Honda Metropolitan. I did have one of those for a little while. My friend had one, and it was actually a two-stroke, and it was like baby blue, and it was really pretty. He had got it from his grandmother, and he kept it in the warehouse at work, and would ride it to go to lunch. It was kind of fun, but anyway, yeah, scooters. Tons of fun. I love scooters. Got me all sidetracked. But thanks for stopping by, Joan. You have a wonderful rest of your evening. All right. Next on the list is Justin, KK7QES.
Well, hey there, Brooks. This is Justin, KK7QES. Thanks for running the net. Hope you're doing well. You got to get out there and ride a Vespa sometime. It's so much fun. The scooters are just fun in general. I could go on for way too long about that, but I won't. I did want to comment about your comment to Sean about the doctoring of instant ramen. This is a topic that is very dear to my heart because instant ramen is it's a highly processed food, mass produced, and it's just way more delicious than it has any right to be. I love it. My favorite instant ramen is by far the Shin Black spicy ramen. I think it's like the perfect platform for kind of making it your own. And it's good just right out of the package, too. But so my standard additions, I always have to have scallions, an egg, and pickled ginger. And I always have those on hand. And if my ramen is feeling extra fancy, I will sometimes add shiitake mushrooms. or maybe some baby bok choy if I feel like I need extra veggies in my life at that point. And then every now and then, I will fry up some slices of Spam, and, you know, kind of as an homage to the pork bellies that you get at a legit ramen house that's not my kitchen. But anyway, I love that stuff, especially in cold weather, like being outside on a hot day and you need like, or on a, being outside on a cold day and you need something to warm you up after you come inside. Instant ramen. It's way better than it has any right to be. Anyway, what else is going on? This week I am starting a bunch of prep for a party that my best friend and I throw every year. So he roasts a whole pig, and I make a whole bunch of tiki cocktails, and we do it that in his big backyard with lots and lots of people. It's so much fun. I love getting to bartend for that event and kind of put together a cocktail menu. So I'm starting to work on that and figuring out what syrups and infusions and all sorts of stuff that I get to make. And my kitchen will feel a bit like a laboratory for the next week or so. It's fun. Anyway, that's what's going on here. Brooke, thanks again for running it, and I hope everyone's well. This is KK7 QES Bassinet.
Well, very good there, Justin. You know, your doctoring seems to have a lot more fresh ingredients than mine. mine usually comes from the pantry in the form of some sort of powdered addition of flavoring, and you know, you got to put a little sprinkle of monosodium glutamate in there just to jazz things up. But anyway, Spam. I don't think I've ever put Spam in my ramen, but I do love me some Spam and rice. I can get on board with that. Generally, I'm just looking for any type of leftover protein that is that I can chop up real finely. I've even taken, like, you know, when you have a bag of beef jerky and there's all those little bits at the bottom of it, I've just dunked that into the ramen, and that gives it a lot of flavor, but heck, I'm a little bit weird. Anyway, sounds like quite the party you guys got there, and gonna play mixologist. Sounds like some fun. Anyway, thanks for stopping by, Justin. You have a wonderful rest of your evening. All right, it's 9:41 p.m., 9:42 now. I'm Brooks, KNBDC. Let's go talk to Ryan, KX7DHS.
Roger that. Yeah, this is KX7DHS. This is Ryan. Yeah, good day today. I'm having an issue. Can't find. I have a fire alarm, not a fire alarm, but a fire alarm battery that's out, and I'm trying to find where it is in the house because it beeps intermittently. And anyway, so that's frustrating, and I'm dealing with that. You may hear beeping in the background. But otherwise, good day. Made a couple contacts on HF earlier, and I was on the other net. You guys probably all know about this, but I was on the previous net on 146.820, and I guess they were talking about a fox hunt that's going on Saturday in Marymore Park. Anyway, around noon, I guess, so I'm going to check that out. That's all I got. KX7DHF, back to net.
Well, hey there, Ryan. Oh, I can totally understand the fire alarm battery beeping thing. I had one of those for the longest time before I figured out what it was. It was in the process of remodeling, the fireplace area of my family room, and I couldn't find where the beeping was. I knew that I had taken down a fire alarm, and I thought it was coming from that. It was a carbon monoxide detector that was an old one that I was replacing, and it was in the bottom of a bin full of construction stuff, and it was beeping in the garage. And I finally figured that out as I was going through stuff, because those beeps, you don't have like a good auditory spatial awareness of where they come from just because of the way the sound is. It's hard to detect which direction it's coming from. So I totally feel you there. Hopefully you get that figured out soon and it doesn't drive me too crazy. Yeah, over the Mike and Key net, that's a good one for sure. And I didn't, I wasn't listening earlier, so I didn't hear about the Fox Hunt Saturday at Marymore, but that sounds like a lot of fun. You'll have to let us know if you make it down there, how it goes. Thanks for stopping by, Ryan. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. All right, next we had an IO from Steve, KD7LXM. Thanks for stopping by, Steve. We also had an IO from Graham, KM7GST. Thanks for stopping by, Graham. Well, let's go talk to Matt, N1MDA. Good evening.
Yeah, this is Matt.